Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, the internet connection is sounding fine over the airwaves of WWRB, and everything is up and running tonight, and we're glad to have you aboard. We got a great message, part two of the chariots and the angels and the fallen ones. We're going to begin in Jude, where we left off last Monday night, this past Monday night, and this is part two of our series on the fallen ones. I want you to call a friend and a neighbor and tell them Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air. Let's get right into the words here, if you will. Jude 1 and 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that Yahweh, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now, the same thing is going to happen in the end time. You see, this happened in part to Israel for an example. Those who believed not were the miscegenated ones, the mixed ones. Now notice this scripture right here. For you, it's very important because all Israel was saved, but our Messiah destroyed all those that believed not or were non-believers or were of the mixed kind. Satan loves to mix and mingle. The Bible says he will think to mix himself or mingle himself with the holy ones. That's the holy ones are not those pious Jews that are over in the fake Israel lie, not Israel land, Israel lie. You see, Israel was scattered never to return there. The 12 tribes is comprised of Judah also. And everybody says, well, Judah goes back and the other 12 tribes stays here. And that's not true. That's a serpent's lie going along with the bell-box mentality of theology that was created by the bell-box system of those who at the beginning of the age deceived the elect then are now continuing. And look at America, ladies and gentlemen. All you've got to know is that the theology of America, which promotes Israel lie instead of the scattered sheep, they will court the very ones that say they are Jews and are not but are liars. You better take heed, because evil men has crept in unaware, and it's easy for us to get deceived. So let me give you the scripture there, Jude 1 and 4, and that's where we're going to begin our text. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Now, that's not the men of today. They're just carrying on the deceitful tradition of these old men. And I'm going to define who old is. These are the ancient ones. These are the ones who left their first estate that we're trying to tell you fits in to the Jerusalem scenario, where you are being made to believe that the holy people will erect a temple for God himself to sit in. That's false message of the ones who creep in unaware. Now, the ones that creep in, they will call men. Now, listen to the scripture, the terminology. It's very important. For there were certain men. Here, the fallen ones, the sons of Yahweh, are known as men. They were male offspring. Angelic beings. There's never in the history of studying the Bible has there ever been a revelation to show you that there was a female angel anywhere. There is doctrine that says that Satan was a female. And that's ludicrous. Satan brought seed. A female cannot bring seed. A female received seed, and there were certain men crept in unawares who before were ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. Now notice these that crept in. They were Satan and his angels. Now, Pastor Buddy, you say, did the angels fall with Satan? No, they didn't. There's two falls. The first fall was Satan himself. There was nobody else involved. The other angels were in the Garden of Eden. But Satan was the most handsome, and I told you about that on our series of Satan Rides Through the Heavens. Now that he's rode through on this series is Satan comes back to the earth from the heavens. And that's significant today, as I'm going to give you a startling bit of information concerning 20 and 12, which we did the series, the 12-hour part series on 20 and 12, and the effects that it's going to have in our days, in our time. Men who were of old crept in unawares. Now, these are the ancient ones. These are the ones that don't age. You see, Michael and Gabriel are not one day older because, see, they live outside of time. Matter of fact, time is only relegated and given to man because of his failures, so that he would have to pay for his sins, so that he would have to be accountable both past, present, and future. Well, now, notice the 20 and 12, the ticking event, and some are pronouncing it to be the end, and I'm saying it's only the beginning of the era of a time of trouble, a trouble if you are a true Israelite, and good times, baby, if you're not. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Well, Jeremiah chapter 7, or verse 7, chapter 30, it says it will be a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, that excludes everybody else's trouble, but the 13 now, not 12, not 9, not 1. Everybody wants to talk about the tribe of Judah being God's chosen people. And when they do that, they do the truth and injustice and make Yahweh out to a lie when he swore that his covenant was to 13 of the direct relationship to the blood of Jacob, which is directly related to Isaac, which in the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis is directly related to Yahweh. Yahweh had a part in Sarah's pregnancy. And this is the prophecy that Yahweh himself would bring forth the chosen branch that would make his name known in the midst of his people Israel. Well, his name is a strong tower. Or, in other words, it's a stone. Benstone is the genetics of Yahweh himself, who he is the root. Here's the catch 22 for these naysayers of the doctrine of genetics of the blood of Yahweh himself. You see, Yahweh had a plan and had a purpose, just like Satan had a plan and a purpose. Satan impregnated Eve. Yahweh impregnated Sarah, and from that time there was a continuous warfare for those two seeds to war against each other. As we go back to Eve, and that's what the intention was there, she was pregnant with two seeds, one good and one bad, darkness and light, which has no fellowship, which will eternally war, and Satan alone was involved in that transgression. Now, let's go from Genesis 3. Remember, one day is 1,000 years with Yahweh. Okay, let's say 3 days later would be 3,000 years. But let's bump it up and give it a polar thing. That would be 300,000 years. Let's say from Genesis 3 over to Genesis 6 is a span of 3,000 or 300,000 years of time elapsed between day 3 or Genesis 3 and Genesis 6. Let's suppose. Now, we find the wrath of Yahweh. He comes down along with the Elohim. Now, Elohim, Strong's number 430, means plural, angelic host, created specifically to be servants or ministering spirits in the place of the eternal spirit. These are manifested beings. They can become solid, ornate objects upon the earth that look and sound like common men. They can eat and drink. I proved that to you in Genesis chapter 19. And this is a fulfillment of the warring of the two seeds. And ladies and gentlemen, all you've got to do is get in the spirit. Not the spirit of something that seems right. Not the spirit that's been taught you out of the bell box mentality or Catholicism or Judaism, who are false prophets and false preachers, false pastors, false evangelists, and false radio preachers. Yeah, they're on the radio, folks. You can hear them. Turn on your dial. Tune them in. They're falsely proclaiming a distorted version of a traditional prophecy that sounds right, seems right, and tickles the ear, and then they get all the glory. Well, I defended the Jews. I must be a man of God. Shunda. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there is evil Jews upon the planet. There are those who claim to be distinct bloodline descendants of Abraham who say they are Jews and are the children of Cain, that I am fixing to tell you just what happened in Genesis chapter 6 when the sons of Yahweh, the angels, when they begin to see the marvelous society that the seed of Satan, subject Cain, offspring. Cain was of the wicked one. Now, but he seemed good. He was building cities. A wicked person to build a place to inhabit or to dwell and to eat and to drink and to be merry. That's the theme of Matthew chapter 24. So get away from this doomsday prophetic prophecies of these naysayers who are already giving you gloom and doom and Chicken Little, the sky is falling, and all this marvelous hodgepodge of falsehood. The Bible will clearly tell you, oh yeah, we're in economic times in trouble. That's all designed by the wicked ones. They're going to get you servant to it and make you want a savior. You're going to cry out for a savior. You're going to be willing to want one. And that's what this whole scenario here coming into the time of the change of the planet of crossings that I gave you as Satan rides through the universe. And the wayward planet will reappear and Satan and his host will unload because they were taken there by the mighty power of Michael the war angel and all of the dedicated loyal sons of Yahweh who battled royal. Now, the royal battle family, oh my, I ought to do a series on that, and I just feel the unction of the Holy Spirit being led to talk about what's coming prophetically in the time of eating and drinking and being merry. You know what, King? When they say unto you, peace and safety, when they're eating and when they're drinking and when they're being merry, hard times right now. That's to get the nations to submit and to cry out for someone to save us. Well, guess who? Well, here comes the superdog. Here comes the Superman. Here comes the man of old who has not been seen. I don't blame him. I wouldn't be seen either if I'd have done what he done. And you know, he's always the elusive one. He's always hidden behind someone else, some other power. Because when we see him, did you know the Bible says that we're going to literally look at Satan? When he's cast into the pit, that we'll walk over there and look into the deep abyss and say, is this the guy that did all the, that brought all the nations, the seed of men, that brought death and sorrow? And say, is this him? You think that Mr. Madoff, who ripped the investors off of $50 billion, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Madoff is now going to become the scapegoat to take the spotlight off of the international bankers who just robbed Mr. Madoff, made off with $50 billion, and the international bankers who nobody's ever been brought to justice and trial that. Even the ones that's working for the international banking system who have robbed the world, not only the world, but the United States in particular, they have robbed this world of the savings of thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and even the millions of people who trusted the banking system. Now, once this banking system falls, once your trust, you see, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of Yahweh. This is the name that is above every name, and this is the name that is hated and despised and rejected. But listen, Satan is going to come in, listen, it's Jude 1 and 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Now, what first estate did they have? Well, when Satan was down here looking into the experiment of Yahweh and the Mighty Ones, and Satan sowed the tare in the womb of Eve and brought death, and yet after death was pronounced, the angels watched, mystified. Here was these beautiful offspring of angelic beings, and man, daughters were impregnated by these angels who themselves said, come, let us go down and let us take wives and let us have offspring and let them build cities and let them do marvelous things and we can be their parents, their progenitors. And so they copied Satan's act of adultery in the garden. You see, they were not supposed. You say, but there's a scripture in the New Testament. You know, I hear this all the time, and when my peers call in and my critics, they remind me of this scripture. Well, let me explain this scripture. In heaven, they neither marry or are given in marriage. Well, that ain't on earth. That's in heaven. The angelic beings were commanded not to marry. It didn't say they couldn't. It didn't say they wouldn't. It just says they were commanded not to. Therefore, they broke ranks, and the angels that kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Now, they left their habitation, the heavenly realm, wherever the planet heaven is. These wise ones, these mighty ones, they wanted their sons and daughters and offspring to build cities like the Cain race was. Adam wasn't building cities. It don't say that Adam went out and built glorious cities where they congregated together, where they had a social system of socialism, which has been around since the Cain race. Cain was a communist. He believed in having everything in common. Matter of fact, he wanted to share in the worship of Yahweh. He wanted to bring up his part of something he did with his hands and to be accepted of Yahweh. And Yahweh rejected that form of government. He rejected that type of tithing. And the sons of Adam were the sheep herders. They tended sheep. They were agricultural minded. The earth was cursed. And only the sons of Adam can farm the earth. Look at the people in Africa. Africa was a model. South Africa became a model of the South African whites that went in and they farmed South Africa. They turned it into a utopia paradise. And just in 15 or 20 short years, South Africa has become a wrecked economy, just like the social communist is wrecking America. America, if you want to see what we'll look like in 30 years, look what South Africa looks like for 20 years after the blessed people of the earth, the ones that they could tend the earth, the ones that could farm the earth. You see, Satan can't farm it. Satan is a parasite. Satan wants to live in Upper Manhattan, Wall Street apartments. The guy that just ripped us off of $50 billion, he lives in a $7 million pad condo in New York City. Babylon expose, if you will. The model of Babylon is seated, her seat is right in Jerusalem of Babylon, America, ladies and gentlemen, the New Jerusalem. Now, let me show you something real easy. You know what the point of Earth's northern axis, which leaves the tail of Draco? Remember I did the series on 2012, and I talked about the constellations and the constellation of Draco? This is the serpent. And this is depicted as the pictorial heavens declares the work of his hands. Now, what about how the one-third of the precession of the equinox? Remember I gave you the precession, 25,920 years? Okay, one-third of that precession is 8,640 years. Anchored to the Gregorian calendar now, 666 becomes the mark of the beast found in Revelations 13 and 18. Now, listen to me well here. I'm fixing to give you a revelation. This beast, known as the 666 beast, also known as the Antichrist, that's the Anti-Messiah, is given full authority of the dragon during the 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years, by the way. It is a fractional repetition of one-third of the processional time leading to the resurrection of Christ. Now, we're going to give you a resurrection factory here. And remember, he was, by the Gregorian calendar count, he was resurrected in 33 A.D. Now, that 33 is significant because if you go back in this processional a time span of 8,640 years, that takes you back from 33 A.D. to 6627 as a starting point. Now, that's very important. If we count back minus the time between 33 A.D. and 20 and 12, I want to give you this scenario here to show you what's happening. What's coming up? The age of 666 will fully manifest itself in fullness in the year 20 and 12. Now, what's significant about that, Pastor Buddy? If you go back to the age of 6627 B.C. and go 6,660 years, you will be projected over to 33 A.D. Then if you go 1,980 added to that, you come up to a grand total of 8,640 years, which is one-third of the angels that fell. This is pictorial in the constellation of Draco. Now notice, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. If you go to the processional equinox and take one-third of that, it comes out to 33 A.D., which begins a point of reckoning and going back 6,660 years, 666. You come to the age of the projected time frame of 2013. That means that the year 2012 will end at the age of 2013. And in this, we have a tail of the serpent extending. If 6,660 years ended in 33 A.D., the complete cycle of a third of the procession would require an additional 1,980 years to be completed, which would equal 8,640 years. In navigation, 33 degrees of the circle of the earth has 1,980 nautical miles. Isn't that something? Just exactly, mathematically, Yahweh knew what age that these serpents who fell and lost their first estate were taken to the deep and bound and set a seal. That's a time frame. And then the angel appeared in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. And we find the angel loosening Satan, first binding him and then loosening him, and then warning the inhabitants of the earth that Satan must, now I'm saying must, come down at the beginning of this age. Satan and the fallen angels who left their first estate, they came to earth, and they begin to eat and to drink and to be merry and to bring us into the golden age of Aquarius, where they say everything is in their control, where they say everything is going to be okay, and where they will deceive the very elect, where they will erect a temple in old Jerusalem, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is not called a holy city in the Bible. You call it a holy city. It was a city of Canaanites. It was a city where the Canaanites were never defeated. It was a city that was not Yahweh's first choice for the place of the ark. That was over and on the mountain of Bethel and Shiloh. And so then, see, you've been given a traditional move of the temple by satanic wanderers who are themselves fallen along with the angelic beings of heaven. They have failed from their steadfastness. Now, at the beginning, Satan and his angels formed a union. And oh, I can't wait to get, I'm going to do a series on the book of Enoch. You know why that most people don't want to read the book of Enoch? You know why that the book of Enoch has been kept from you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very easy to figure out. Once you read the book of Enoch, it says in the last days that it would be a time of mass hibernation of the flesh. That means that men would okay races to be mixed. You know what the word, if you'll really look at the word, to indicate race mixing, you know exactly what it's talking about? Well, it's real simple. Let me give you something about what was going on at Sodom and Gomorrah. This strange flesh that he talks about was the fallen angels breeding with flesh men, and it was Sodom and Gomorrah that the fallen angels and the message of the Luciferians, the reptilian, the fallen ones, that they were turning the cities into a city of mixing and mingling. Now let me show you what Jude 1 and 8 says. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. They despise dominion, and they speak evil of dignities. The word defile, let me give you the Strong's. The word means to dye with another color. Dye meaning to stain. To stain the flesh. Now, we're not talking about garments here. We're not talking about gay clothing. Homosexuals are called gay because they like to wear brightly colored or dyed garments. But these are those that defile the flesh. They despise dominion. What does that mean? The dominion. They broke dominion. They broke the rank. And they came down and they mixed and mingled. These are the filthy dreamers who did this. And they speak evil of the royal family in heaven. In so much that they're going to gather in the last days. You see, ladies and gentlemen, while the sons of Yahweh, the sons of Jacob, in this time of trouble will begin for the house of Jacob, the true Israelites, the ones who are blood related to the royal house of the heavens. They got their genetics from the progenitor, Yahweh. Do you actually believe that Jacob had royal blood from the royal house of heaven? Do you actually believe that the blood of Yahweh flows in Jacob's veins? I do. It flowed in Isaac's veins. And it flows in yours if you are of the house of royal house. Now, the royal house, remember, the Messiah said in the book of Revelation, I am the root of David. Not the offspring only, but I am the root. That means he progenitor David. That David was his son. That David had his blood in his veins. This is the royal house. These are why that we're called royal priesthood. What do you think we're called royal priesthood? We're kings. We're children of the king. And the devil wanted to defile these filthy dreams. He dreamed a filthy dream in his mind. I will mix my genes among the royal house of Yahweh, and then Yahweh can't harm me because I'll be partly mixed into the genetic house of Israel. Enter the Messiah. Here comes Satan's children. They knew who he was. They said, this is the heir. Let's kill him. Away with him. We'll destroy him. And they persecuted him, just like they're going to persecute the children of Israel, the true, not, now when I say Israel, you're thinking automatically, most of you, because of this false doctrine, and I just got through listening to some, when they talk about Israel, they're talking about the sandbox, over in the region of what they call all the prophecies is going to be fulfilled over there. Ladies and gentlemen, they had their day in prophecy over there. They all failed. They all come short. They all sinned. They were all turned out. They said never to return. The main body of Jacob's body and blood were never to go back to that place. You say, well, who are those people over there? Well, they're the Ashkenazis. That's who they are. Plain and simple. These, although they claim kin to Abraham, as Christ said in the 8th chapter, where they said, we're Abraham's children. Well, the Messiah didn't deny that, because if you look closely, you're going to see this body of dye of another color to stain the flesh, the offspring of those who came from the loins of Judah. Will mix with a teen. You won't hear these prophets teach this. They'll get up and give you a Judeo-Christian scenario and claim all the prophecies. You're going to find out what kind of prophecies are going to be fulfilled over in Sodom. You know where Sodom's at? Well, that's over in Jerusalem, Pastor Buddy. Oh, duh. Sodom? I'm talking to you about Sodom and Gomorrah. So Jerusalem is typified by the scriptures as being Sodom, where the Messiah was crucified. The same Canaanite spirits of dyed garments of flesh. These were those who claimed to be of Abraham and were, through the blood of Judah, but they were defiled in their bodies through the blood of Shua, the Canaanite woman. And these are those that claim to be Jews and are not. I don't know how much that I can preach this any more simpler. And yet we got these brilliant jackasses that get on radio and preach you la-la land, where they can la-la you out to sleep and to defile your flesh as they promote race mixing. And they do these filthy deeds, and then they condone it and call it clean and say, we're the world and God loves everybody. Well, you're fixing to find out that there's a royal bloodline fixing to raise up in the earth and out the earth that is coming with flame and fire, taking vengeance on this type of activity and all this voidness of reasoning of these fallen angelic demons and those things which seem natural and good and true. It looks so pretty that if we get into a mixed congregation and we see them sitting in there and they're all praising Yahweh. Don't get carried away. Cain wanted to come and worship Yahweh, the epitome of evil. Cain was wicked, and yet he wanted to praise Yahweh. He wanted to climb up some other way. And these willing preachers, void of understanding, oh, they speak well. Some of them have even studied a little Hebrew. To no avail, because I don't care if you can speak Hebrew fluently, if you don't have the holy unction of the Spirit to give you the whole mystery, you are like those that have eyes to see. You might have a mouth to speak, but you ain't going to speak it according to the Word. And if they speak not according to this Word, there's no light in them. Woe unto them! Jude 1:11. For they have gone in the way of Cain, and they ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and they perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Remember Korah? He was on the wrong side. Remember these prophets? You hear them all the time. They're on the wrong side of the prophetic utterance of reason. Or they have a way that seems right. They appeal to the carnality, the flesh, the dyed garments, the mixed races, the mixed blood. But if you're pure Israelite and you're the royal house of Israel, you'll hear his word. My sheep are not of this world. We're strangers and pilgrims here, and these people seem to fit right in here. They love it here. They want to eat and to drink and to be merry. And it's just about ready to start. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the war that was started in heaven over the defilement of the flesh of these natural brute beasts, listen to me well, made to be taken and destroyed as they will build a temple for this Luciferian reptilian who's going to come in as the brightest and the most handsomest being that ever walked as a man upon the face of the earth. You say, Pastor Buddy, you really believe that Satan is coming back to the earth? Well, I don't only believe it, the Bible confirms it. Did you know that the Bible says that Satan will be on the earth? And that he will be gathering the kings and the chief men. That's the elite of the royal serpent race. He's gathering them together right now, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for it? Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And the war in heaven, Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. You think the war's over? When they say peace. You see, nobody knows that the war is continuing. And the war right now, ladies and gentlemen, is raging across planet Earth because it's a war of genetic manifestation every time that the righteous blood of Abel that was shed, and every righteous blood that's shed since then from the royal house of Yahweh, everyone that is enticed to mix their bloodline of royalty with the seed of the serpent or the mixed races, you're fixing to have trouble. Revelation 12 and 9. That great dragon, that handsome dude, they called him a dragon. It depicts his nature, ladies and gentlemen. He was called a snake, and that just depicts his nature. He's crafty. Very subtle. He's deceiver. He's handsome. He's convincing. He has a ton of truth. That seems right. But he's got just enough lie and falsehood to mingle it or to dye it into your flesh mind and to convince you to be partakers of his evil deeds and to stand up and promote his doctrine. And that's what these people are doing, trying to justify themselves because they've got some truth. We will come over to identity. You know what identity is? Identifying your roots of your Creator. That's what identity is. It's not some hate message. When Yahweh said, kill everything over there that's not like my people, he meant it. You say, well, we can't do that now, Pastor Buddy. Well, we came because Yahweh's people came because they're in bondage. But the day coming, we're going to have a breakout. Listen to this. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, the devil, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. When this great event happens in the near coming age of Aquarius, I told you that the end of time is coming in the age of Aquarius. That could be in the next 25,000 years of the age of the precession of the equinox. And I give you the one-third alignment of the tail of the dragon drawing one-third of the stars. One-third is the equivalent of 666 of the precession. That's where you get, here's where you get your knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. And then you know that Satan is ready to come upon the earth with all power, lying signs and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Satan is about to make war with the saints? And listen to this now. When Satan comes to earth with his fallen angels, because he's not being cast down yet, he's only cast out of the heavens into the deep. But now from the deep, he's going to be cast into them. You see, the second leg of his journey, after he's loosed, he's going to come to earth, and he's going to come in bodily form. These angels are real beings. They can impregnate women. And they're going to take up the same habitation that they did in Genesis 6, and they're going to carry on their ungodly ways, and they're going to deceive the very elect, because it's all going to seem right because you need a Savior. You're worried about your 401k. You're worried about some international banker robbing you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't eat silver and gold. That's going to be cast in the street by bucketfuls. You better get something below the collarbone, call the Holy Spirit, and you better get ready to suffer the wrath that's coming, because Satan is coming back with vengeance, and he's going to make war. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to make war with the royal soldiers. That's you and me. In Luke 22, he said, if you ain't got a sword, you better get one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what the sword is? The sword of the Spirit is powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword, but the sword is going to come necessary in the last days, because there's going to be a bloodbath battle in the last days right after the eat, drinking, and being merry state. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan's going to come and solve all of our problems. Oh, the international bankers, who is it? They're his children anyway. They're Canaanites. They're Cain's seed race. And those that work for them are deceived, because they're chasing after the greedy dollar. And the Bible said the root and the love of money is the root of all evil. And you ever notice what the sign of Cain is? You ever thought of that? Let me give you something to think about. Now, remember, Satan was the serpent. Well, Cain was his offspring. If you draw an S, an English S, you're drawing a dollar sign, literally. Now, if you put two marks, straight lines, vertical, one up and one down, that's the fallen angels up and his seed down. That represents the two marks of Cain, the two pillars of the seed of the serpent and the seed of the fallen angels. Other angels join the rebellion, and we're still in this rebellion, and only the royal sheep know this message. Straight is the way, and now's the gate, and a few there be that find it. Come out of her, my people. Come out of what? Come out of this Catholicism. Come out of this false age. Satan in his actions, he knows he's going to have a short time. Now, notice this. Revelations 12 and 12. Oh, my. Therefore rejoice, you heavens. Oh. When the devil and his angels were finally evicted out of the heavens, remember he's cast out of heaven, but he was put into the deep, which is another level of heaven. But after he's finally cast upon the earth, the angel said, rejoice, you heavens. Revelations 12 and 12. And 12 times 12 is 144. Oh, that's, oh man, what I could do with that message tonight. Rejoice, you that dwell in the heavens. But woe, here you are now. Here's what you got to get ready for. Now, after the heavens are emptied out of Satan and his angels, and they come unto on the earth, notice what is pronounced. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And the seal of the sea, those that are sealed in the sea, and you that dwell in them, for the devil has come down unto you. Well, nobody's preaching that the devil's coming. Everybody's preaching that Jesus is going to come and rapture the church out, and we're going to go skippity-maloo, eating, drinking, and being merry, and then all the tribulation is going to come down on the world. That ain't true. Satan loves his people. He wants them to eat, he wants them to drink, and he wants to be merry. But notice this. In Revelations 12, 13, this is the key in the clincher. And when the dragon, that old serpent, the crooked S, that crooked letter S, put you two marks, and the love of money remembers the root of all evil, and when you find evil and pull it up by its roots, you'll find somebody hanging on it that belongs to the devil. Those that love money are the money changers of the day of the Messiah. He said, your father's the devil. Your father is the devil. Nobody's preaching it today. That there's a literal seed upon the earth that is running the world as the international bankers and the world elite, the royal house of Satan and the fallen angels. Revelation 12, 13, and I've got to close it out. My time is gone. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. The woman is Israel, ladies and gentlemen, and the seed of Israel are those who I've talked to you about. In Revelation 12 and 14, and the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into a place where she has nourished for a time and a time and a half a time from the face of the serpent. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the 1260-day period prophetic that we're fiction to merge into a time of reckoning when we have 20 and 12, which is the beginning of the age, of the final age, of the pouring out. And the pouring out not only literally means the grace and the love of Yahweh, for with that comes trials and tribulations like you ain't never seen, and the time of trouble, which is pronounced upon the woman's seed, and that's us, the royal house of Israel, the ones that know, the ones that will suffer, the ones that will reign with him, the ones that love him, the ones that will keep his commandment, the ones that will preach the truth, and the ones who care not for that little sandbox called the prophetic times, and when you see Jerusalem come past with armies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about a new Jerusalem, not the old Jerusalem. Because, let me say something. That place where he was crucified is known in the Bible, in the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation, as Sodom. So you get it and understand it's not a holy city. It never will be. And a temple that's going to be built there is not for the for Yahweh. He's going to sit there. But someone posing as Jesus Christ, the great Antichrist, the 666, who will deceive all of the world, and the whole world will follow him, whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, quickly, I just can't wait to get next Monday night. Oh, I just wish I could follow this. And while the Spirit is really flowing through my veins, while the Spirit is saying, preach my word, bring the truth, bring the revelations, Pastor Buddy, and the few that hear it, the few that will support you, the few that will call you and encourage you to preach the gospel, oh my, how it helps. You see, Elijah was a man of like compassion. And did you know that he was so worried about a Jezebel system that he was literally running for his life, and that a chariot came down literally to the ground when he was ready to be translated out, and it took him up. A literal chariot that the aide, Elisha, his servant, who got his mantle, who took upon himself the power of Elijah and performed 18 miracles, and the double portion of the anointing that left Elijah came upon Elisha because he was able to see the chariot that picked up Elijah. You're going to be able to see him, ladies and gentlemen. Only the first wave is not going to be the ones you want to ride in. That's Satan and his angels coming in the chariot, and they're getting ready to announce it in the world. It could happen in your lifetime, and possibly mine, that Satan is coming on the earth quickly, knowing that he has a short time to work. And you'll see everybody want to run to Jerusalem. Oh, they'll be getting on tour planes, they'll be getting on chariots, they're getting on boats, they'll beat a path to the door of the mousetrap. Satan will be the one sitting in that physical temple, showing himself that he is God, and that he will deceive even the very elect. We'll have some of the royal blood go by and kiss his ring, who will not follow after the proper teachings of the gospel. We got those who are not wise who need to get wise. We got those that won't fast that need to fast. We got those that won't pray that need to pray. We got those that won't get baptized in the name of Yahweh that need to get in there quickly. For the time is short and the time is at the door. And when the tribulation starts, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be having a place to hide. You won't be worrying about your 401k investments. You'll just be wondering how to survive one more day. Did you know that the Bible says, just like Elijah mentioned, he wandered destitute with camel's hair for skins of an animal strapped onto his back, wandering in a cave. And we're worried about some $50 billion man living in a savage. That makes headlines. And oh yeah, he's the scapegoat for the international bankers who have took literally trillions, not just billions. And no stones are thrown at them. See, they get away clean. The deception of Satan is so powerful that he would deceive the very elect. Now, tonight, if you want to have this series that I'm doing, I'll do one more before we close it out. I'm going to show you some mysteries here in Revelations of the times to come. And we'll do that next Monday night with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. You don't want to miss it. If you like this series, you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. If you want the truth now, if you don't want truth, don't write. If you don't want it like it is, don't ask me to compromise. I won't compromise with you. I'm not going to be a flunky for the devil. I've fasted too long. I've prayed too long. I have studied too long. I have spent too many years of struggling to get on the mountain, and I ain't gonna let nothing take me down. Not even an angel sent from heaven. The Bible says, listen, that whether we or an angel, other gospel, wouldn't even be accursed. Get your feet on solid rock and the foundation of truth and stand. And that you may be able, because you're going to be delivered up. Satan's going to investigate you. See, who knows where the royal bird are? He knows the children of Yahweh. He knows who they are. He's going to bring about a great persecution. In the time of eating and drinking, being merry, it's the seed of Jacob that's going to bear the brunt of the trouble. Because Satan is coming to make war with you, ladies. I mean, he's coming to have a picnic. He'll picnic with his people. He'll party with his people. They will rejoice and dance when the saints' camp is surrounded. But just about the time you think that it's over, it's only just ready to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, that time is now. Stand fast and stand ready. Write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Well, I see my time is just about gone. I've got a couple minutes here to tell you. You can call me tonight. I'm live here on the 11th of the month of March. We're heading towards Passover. I want to talk to you soon about our Passover meeting coming up in Murphy, North Carolina. We keep the second one, ladies and gentlemen. There's a great mystery behind that. I'd like for you to know it. We teach it in a series of elements of mystery, and it opens up your understanding. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you on down the line next Monday night, live on WWRB 3.185, around the world, clear channel of the transmitting Jewel of the South. Good night, and I love you in Yahweh's name.